All right, everybody, we're joined today by David Lewis. He's a country artist from Belleville, Texas. If you don't know where that is, I Google mapped it. It's between Houston and Austin, a little closer to Houston, though. And David, thanks for taking some time to spend with us today.
Man, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're looking forward to you coming up here to our neck of the woods. Going to be just across the border from us at our station here, playing the Spirit of the West 2025 there in Beach, North Dakota. That show happened August 2nd. You ever been to Beach before, David?
Man, this is going to be my first time.
Oh, right on.
I've actually never even been to North Dakota, so this is quite the experience for us.
It's sweet getting to see some new country coming up to the old Badlands, and it's going to be sweet. It's kind of, I'm calling you the headliner for this Spirit of the West Fest here after you've shared the stage with artists like Mark Chestnut and Diamond Rio. Now, going to be the old big name on the stage. Looking forward to that?
I know. We are looking forward to it. We're very excited and just blessed to be a part of it.
So David released his first album in 2019. He was a senior in high school. That album called Country Music Therapy. Worth a listen. I was just jamming it myself. But I think my favorite so far, David, your latest single that you just released last month, Living the Dream, a little kind of island ditty. How was that a kind of change in vibes, getting a little islandy on that tune?
Man, I know. This is my very first summer song that I've ever released. And I remember recording it in the studio, and I was like, man, this is kind of out of my realm. It feels, you know, different. I'm used to just standard country, you know, and so we went with a different vibe on this one, and man, it's actually been one of my favorites to play live, because it's a great sing-along tune, and just the summer vibes are there, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be humming along to it some more today. And we're going to play it for the folks right after we finish this conversation up. I've got it queued up. We'll listen to a little Living the Dream here. But, you know, I'm curious. Being a country artist from Texas, I'm curious where you stand on the line between red dirt country and Nashville country. Do you delve into that conversation at all?
A little bit. You know, I grew up on the classics, the 80s, 90s country, and also even a little bit before that, like Merle Haggard, George Jones, Johnny Cash, guys like that. So, you know, my music tends to lean that way, towards the classic side with steel and fiddle. And, you know, the red dirt, it's a little more rugged, I would say. Like, I just never got into it as much as the Nashville country sound.
All right, fair enough. You know, that's a very honest, I appreciate that answer. That's a good look into kind of your style, and I think it gives folks a really good window into what to expect out of your tunes at the Spirit of the West here on August 2nd. And so, you know, we talked about Living the Dream, that new tune. Let's put that one to the side for just a second here for this question. If you get handed the aux cable, the Bluetooth connection for one other song of your own and a song by one other artist, so two songs we're picking here, which songs you going with? One of your own and one from someone else to just give us the vibes of kind of your song selection.
Oh man. Okay, so I would say one of mine, I would do Ain't Gonna Change Me, because that song, that's one of my favorites that I love to play live, and it gives people a little bit more about me. Like when you're listening to that song, that is me writing it, and that is David Lewis. And then I'd say another artist, probably a Daryl Singleton Terry song, because he's one of my heroes. Probably his Spilled Whiskey.
Nice.
Yep, he's one of my heroes, man, and I think that he was awesome.
Heck yeah, sweet. I think those are two good choices. I don't think anybody's taken away the aux cable or the Bluetooth connection from you for those. And then one of my last questions for you here, I was kind of curious, watching some of your YouTube videos that you've been doing as you're out touring the country, putting on shows, it kind of got me thinking, I bet a guy like you has signed some interesting things. So what are kind of the stranger things that you have put your autograph on through your tours so far?
Oh my gosh, you know, I think the strangest thing was a Zen can that I someone just tossed up a plastic Zen can, and I was like, oh, okay, this is the first for me. I haven't signed one of these yet. I've signed boots and belts and hats and shirts, even like forearms and stuff like that, but the Zen can was the first. for me. So that's probably the weirdest thing on the road so far.
That's a good one. I did think that was making me laugh thinking about when you mentioned the forearm. I was watching that video of the gal asking you to sign her forearm, and I really liked your concerned, you're not getting this tattooed, are you?
Right.
Right on. Well, again, this is David Lewis. He's going to be playing at the Spirit of the West 2025 in Beach, North Dakota. That show going on August 2nd. We'll be keeping you in the know about that. We're going to have his newest tune, Living the Dream, coming up here. Go and check out his first album he put out, Country Music Therapy, in its entirety. That's streaming pretty much anywhere you find your tunes. Go and check out all of his videos he's got up on his YouTube channel. And hey, David, we sure appreciate you spending time with us, and we wish you a great show over in your first time in Beach, North Dakota.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.